So let's review. Agmar began by continuing the discussion of a melacha which might appear to be done on one's behalf on Shabbos. Tan Rabban, noisnim mezoinis lefne hakelev b'chatzah. One may give food to a dog in the yard on Shabbos, or noisnim mezoinis lefne hanachir b'chatzah. One may give food to a non-Jew in the yard on Shabbos, not loy v'yatzah einis kakenlay. And even if they carry the food out of the yard on Shabbos, it's not his concern. In both cases, since it is food, it does not appear as if they are carrying it for him, but for themselves. The Gemara then discusses a related brayso, which says, Lo yaskir odim kelev lenachir b'erev Shabbos. One should not rent something to a non-Jew on Friday, because it looks like you're renting it to him to use on Shabbos, which seems like you're doing business on Shabbos, which is aser. Kayoytzeboy, ein meshalchin igeres b'yad nachir erev Shabbos. Similarly, one may not send a letter with a non-Jew on Friday, for it appears as if he is the Jew's messenger and doing a melacha for the sender. The Gemara quotes another brayso which elaborates on this matter. Ein meshalchin igeres b'yad nachir erev Shabbos, elim kein koytzes leidam. Now, one may not send a letter with a non-Jew on Friday unless he sets a fee with him beforehand. Now, even with a set fee beforehand, it's a machlekes. Beis Hillel say you may send it even right before Shabbos, as long as the Nachri leaves the house before Shabbos, which was referred to earlier as Kedei Sheyotze MePesach Beisai. Beis Shammai say you may not send it unless Kedei Sheyegi LeBeisai. The letter will reach the other person before Shabbos. If you did not set a fee beforehand, Beis Hillel allow you to send a letter with a non-Jew to a city with a permanent post office if Kedei Sheyegi LeChema. He can make it to the edge of the city before Shabbos. If there is no permanent post office, Kedei Sheyegi LeBeisai. It must reach the addressee before Shabbos, otherwise it's us to send it. And this is the case in the first brayso which said Ein Meshalchem. The above were only usher on Friday. The Gemara next teaches two isurim which apply even earlier. Tan Rabban. One may not start traveling by boat within 3 days of Shabbos, unless he is traveling to fulfill a mitzvah. Another brayso says, "In tzaron al ayare shel nachrim poches mishleish yom kaidem Shabbos." We may not start a siege of an enemy city within 3 days of Shabbos. One of several reasons given by the Rishonim is as follows. Once out at sea or at war, it's likely that he will have to do melachas on Shabbos, which will be permitted because of bekuach nefesh. However, within 3 days before Shabbos, when one has to begin thinking of Shabbos, he should not put himself in the position where he will need to be mechal Shabbos. The Gemara continues with the next part of our Mishnah, which quoted Reb Shimon Gamaliel, that in his father's house, they gave white clothing to the launderer 3 days before Shabbos to make sure they would be done working for it on Shabbos. The Gemara cites a brayso which gives a little more detail. Reb Tzadik, kach hoy min hogu shel beis Reb Gamaliel. The custom in the house of Reb Gamaliel was, they would make sure to give white clothing to the launderer at least 3 days before Shabbos, but the colored clothing, which are easy to clean, they would give it to the launderer even on Friday. The Gemara next quotes the last part of our Mishnah, which said that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you can put the beams of the press on top of chopped olives and grapes before Shabbos, even though that will continue to squeeze out the juice on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, why is this case different from all the others, where Beis Shammai forbade starting a melach on Friday, which will continue until Shabbos? The Gemara answers that this case is different because Hanoch di'i avid lehu b'Shabbos mechayev chatas gazru b'hu Beis Shammai erev Shabbos m'chashecha. In all the other cases, if he would do it on Shabbos, he would violate an issur d'oraisa, a biblical transgression. Therefore, the Beis Shammai said that you may not set those actions into motion even from before Shabbos. However, in this case, even if you put the beams on the olives or the grapes on Shabbos, you would only be violating an issur d'rabban, a rabbinic prohibition, because the juices already began to flow when the olives and the grapes were crushed and would continue to flow on its own. The heavy beams only make it come out faster, and it is not a schita midaraisa. Therefore, you can start on Friday and let it continue into Shabbos. The Gemara concludes, however, that the above is not so clear at all. Since there are three steps in the crushing process, risuk, chopping, Dicha, pounding, and Tzchika, mashing. And there are varying opinions among the Tanoim at what point the extraction is halachically considered to have begun, so that there is no longer an Issur d'oraisa to place the beams on them. Since an olive press was mentioned, the Gemara goes on to discuss halachas of muktzah related to it. Shemen shel badadin u'machtzolah shel badadin. The oil that stays in the press, which was customarily given to the workers as part of their wages, and also the mats that they used to cover the olives, Rav Aser, Ushmul Shari, there's a machlekes. Rav says that they're muktzah, and Shmuel says they're not muktzah. The Gemara explains. V'kamifagli b'plukta d'Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who has a stricter view of which things are muktzah, and Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, who is more lenient when it comes to the rules of muktzah. As a result, the Gemara lists other things where Rav and Shmuel have this machlikis, whether they are muktzah or not. At the bottom of Amud Beis is the next Mishnah, which discusses other things that one may not do on Friday afternoon. Ain't tzeilin baser b'tzel or beitza eli kadesh tzeilin b'ayim. One may not roast meat, onions, or eggs on Friday unless they will be ready by Shabbos. One may not bake bread eli kadesh karmu panem b'ayim unless it will form a crust over its surface before Shabbos. Rabbi Leza argues and says, kadesh yikrim hatachton shalo, the bottom must get a crust before Shabbos. The Mishnah continues with some exceptions to this rule. Mishalshalin esa pesach betana im chashecha. One may put the carbon pesach into the oven even right before Shabbos starts. Umachizin esa ur b'maduras beis hamikid. And we can light a fire just before Shabbos in the beis hamikid, which was a room off the azar in the beis hamikdash, where there was a constant fire for the kohanim to keep warm. But if you're lighting any other type of fire, then it has to be kadesh shetechais ur b'rubay. You must make sure that most of the fuel is lit before Shabbos. However, if you're lighting charcoal, only a little has to catch fire before Shabbos. The Gemara in the next daf will explain the reasons for these rules and their exceptions.